I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. Striking members of the United Auto Workers vote today on a tentative deal reached between union leaders and the John Deere Company. More than 10,000 John Deere workers went on strike at 14 plants across the U.S., including in Grovetown near Augusta. A vote to accept the new offer could be very good news for farmers throughout the Southeast. The Georgia Farm Bureau says farmers who saw crop losses after a cold snap last spring have reported struggling to find parts for tractors and planters during the fall harvest. The sale of some tractors has been put on hold during this strike. One union member, Chris Larson, told Des Moines WITV they want wage hikes, retirement health benefits, and better pensions for new hires.
We voted on the last tentative agreement on October 4th. 9 out of 10 voting members shot it down. And that sent a very clear, direct message, not only to Deere & Company, but to our own negotiating team, that we want something substantial.
Under the deal, employees represented by UAW would see a wage increase of 10% in the first year, increases of 5% in the third and fifth. Employees would also see a lump sum increase of 3% in the second, fourth, and sixth years. Employees would also be given an $8,500 ratification bonus, and the cost of their health insurance would be locked in to prevent increases. This has been your Southeast Regional Ag Report on the Ag Information Network. I'm Maura Bennett. Thanks for listening. For more ag news, visit aginfo.net.